Caitlin Kowski is author of Contemporary Quilt Art, a 2008 publication of the IU Press. Her book is a showcase of art quilts, or studio quilts. In other words, quite literally, not your grandmother's quilt. In the book, we see quilts that are made from laminated plastic, maple veneer, and recycled auto industry mylar and library microfilm. But we also see quilts that are made from traditional materials and which incorporate traditional patterns, such as Jacob's Ladder or Log Cabin, for example. The choice of subject matter is equally broad. Kate, what is the status of quilting in the world of contemporary art?
When you speak of quilting, you can be talking about contemporary or you can be talking about traditional. You can be talking about process or you can be talking about a product. The general public and art reviewers, gallery directors, still tend to associate quilts and quilting with grandmothers and also women's work. And that makes progress toward accepting contemporary quilts very slow. But it is happening. And the fact that many more galleries are now exhibiting mixed media art and there are mixed media competitions means that there are greater opportunities for these artists to have their work shown. Traditionally, it's been seen primarily in fiber art, textile art venues. It needs to get out into the wider world.
The wider world is just where the artists whose work is represented in contemporary quilt art come from.
The wonderful thing about this is that they come from so many different fields. They come from architecture. They come from graphic arts and design. They come from textile studies. They come from painting and sculpture.
Since the artists that are represented here do come from so many different disciplines and so many different mediums, why then does a contemporary artist make that decision to use quilt as a medium? Is it always to invoke those associations to the tradition of quilting, to domesticity, to women's work, or even the metaphor of piecework, which is also raised in your book, this whole notion of making something with disparate elements and bringing them together?
I think the answer to your question is that the interests of the artists are so varied that there will be some who will invoke these ideas, but they won't all. You can't confine an artist to a particular format. I mean, it wouldn't be an artist if he or she were going to always do the same thing. Risa Nagin, several of her quilts are in the book, including her installation work, has been interested, for example, always in all of her work, she's been interested in light and fabric. Translucent fabric in particular carries light in a different way than paint. She can do things with fabric that she cannot do with paint. If you look, first of all, just at the very basic structure of a quilt, it's layered. So just the idea of it being layered has all kinds of associations. Layered in time, layered in meaning.
Another artist included in contemporary quilt art is Rachel Brumer. Lenkowski described Brumer's piece, Cover Them, Françoise Cadoche.
It's a memorial quilt for a child that was killed in the Holocaust. She uses traditional techniques, for example, piecing and applique. But she also has dyed her own fabric. She uses several different printing processes and stenciling. And you can see the batting. She's left the batting hanging out of the edges. The batting fills the interior of a three-layered quilt. And she's left it ragged. She knows perfectly well how to finish a quilt. But in this context, in the story of a child waiting at a train station to be taken to the camps, there's just tremendous meaning in this that creating a traditional quilt could no way match.
Kate Lenkowski is author of Contemporary Quilt Art, a 2008 publication of the Indiana University Press. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.